Good morning. It's 3 minutes past six. This, of course, is the Sunday Breakfast Show on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.
BBC Sussex with Emily Jeffery.
First, though, a little bit of Christmas sneaked into last week's show, and we're doing it all again this week. Last week, we heard from a charity making radio adverts to encourage people to think of the meaning behind Christmas. This week, a musician and composer from Barnum's offering churches and schools the chance to sing his new Christmas carol in order to get the real message of Christmas across. For joy. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Emily. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Robin, there are a lot of carols about. Why write a new one?
Whoa, that's a deep question. But I was so disenchanted with how Christmas was last year and again this year with all the commercialisation. And I really thought there was a need for a sort of wake-up call to remind us and teach the young and remind the older ones just what it's really all about. I mean, you hear of billions of pounds being turned over in shopping online and all this, and never one mention of the one person who really sort of triggers the whole thing. And it saddened me, and so I thought, well, I'll write a new carol and see if we can maybe change that slightly.
But when you're trying to get into the real meaning of Christmas there, Robin, what about things like, you know, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men? Do they get a mention in your carol?
They don't. This is, shall we say, trying to draw attention to the fact that we need to have faith in Jesus Christ. It's a joyous day on Christmas Day, and just to try to get people to focus on that and remind themselves they need to have faith, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you hear all the, as the lyrics in the carol say, you know, magic stories, Christ ascending, they're very difficult things for young people especially to believe. I mean, I talk to my grandchildren, they sort of poo-hoo it. Even though they're very well educated, they're a little bit very sceptical. And you need to have some real faith inside you to understand what it's really all about. And I just felt there was a wake-up call needed there.
People can still have fun at Christmas, can't they, Robin?
Oh, this is what it's all about. This carol, you can just go Google the age-old reason for joy, click on the lyrics, have a quick listen like you just did. You'll pick it up very quickly because it's a real earworm and it sticks in your mind.
Earworm,
it
I like
does
that word.
And then click on the chord accompaniment and some know very well and you're off. And all around your Christmas dinner table with your family and grandchildren, you can all have fun and sing it.
So this is a carol you're offering people completely free?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything on the website at the Age Old Reason for Joy. You can just click on what you want. You can listen to a simulated full choir singing it. You can listen to the version you just heard with a 40-strong choir.
Fantastic.
In Warburton St Mary's Church.
Oh, wonderful. Just what's the easiest way for people to find it again? Is the easiest way just to stick that name in the search engine?
Age Old Reason for Joy in Google or your search engine, and it'll be there.
Robin Mayhew from Barnham, thank you very much
thank
for joining
you,
us this morning, and I hope many, many people will sing your
Joy
song
singing
this
and
Christmas.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.